Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, you make us glad by the yearly festival of the birth of your only Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that we who joyfully receive him as our Redeemer may with sure confidence behold him when he comes to be our judge, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of the messenger who announces peace, who brings good news, who announces salvation, who says to Zion, "Your God reigns." Listen, your sentinels lift up their voices. Together they sing for joy, for in plain sight they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, you ruins of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Long ago, God spake to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets. But in those last days, he has spoken to us by a Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom he also created the worlds. He is the reflection of God's glory and the exact imprint of God's very being, and he sustains all things by his powerful word. When he had made purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be God. And the Word became flesh
and live among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of the Father's own Son, full of grace and truth, the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
It has been said that low expectations lead to mediocrity. A diminished sense of wonder results in a diminished sense of the possible. Conversely, a heightened sense of the possible expands the horizon. Many years ago, British gospel translator J.B. Phillips wrote a book called Your God is Too Small. The basic notion is that many of us have a diminished sense of God and of God's power to act in history. In October, when a number of us visited Canterbury Cathedral, I was captivated by its enormity, accented by the high vaulted ceilings and its massive towers. As I was listening to Evensong, my mind kept returning to the huge space which filled the cathedral. Then my thoughts turned to the builders. Hearing the music reverberating side to side and front to back, it struck me that the architects and builders must have had a grand vision of God's enormity. Theirs was a big God, and that image was designed into the very cathedral itself, permeating every inch of its enormous structure. What would our faith look and feel like if we worshiped such a God? Those who embrace the fundamental or the functional atheism that has filtered into our culture understand life to be barren of God. For them, if God should speak or act, it would be an incredible exception to the norm. Yet on this day, the whole world pauses to mark the most important birth in the history of the world. This is the work of an enormous, loving God. Christmas speaks to us in many ways. Some are wonderful and delightful. Some are painful. Evelyn Underhill, in her book, Light of Christ, has a perspective on Christmas that I would like to share with you as I quote and paraphrase her just a bit. Underhill writes, "The birth of Christ in our souls is for a purpose beyond ourselves. It is because his manifestation in the world must be through us. Every Christian is, as it were, part of the dust-laden air, which shall radiate the glowing epiphany of God, catch and reflect his golden light. Ye are the light of the world. But only because you are enkindled, made radiant by the one light of the world. And being enkindled, we have got to get on with it. be useful. As Christ said in one of his ironical flashes, do not light a candle in order to stick it under the bed. When we do not see our own religious life positively or our usefulness to God, think of the baby in the stable and the little boy as he grew up in the streets of Nazareth. His life changed the whole history of the human race, and yet there was not much to show for it. Even so, there is an entire continuity between the stable and the crucifixion, and the thread that unites them all, or unites it, is the will of God. And so it is for us. There is that same continuity in us. The light of the Holy Spirit is to unfold gently and steadily within us, and we are to become who God intends us to be. It is an organic process, a continuous divine action, not a series of fits and starts. Our God is with us always, everywhere. So on the one hand, there should be no strain, impatience, self-willed effort in our prayer life and self-discipline. Yet on the other hand, there should be no settling down at all. Underhill says that we should develop a great flexibility, she calls it, a gentle acceptance of what comes to us, and a still gentler acceptance of the fact that much we see in others is still out of our reach. God does speak and act in this world, and even a cold, chaotic, broken world remembers this day. It is Christmas Day, time to unwrap the presents, and time to begin unwrapping the greatest gift of all. The gift of Jesus has much in common with what we find under the Christmas tree. It is not something that we have earned. There is no entitlement. It is freely given, a gift of pure love. It was carefully chosen for us to bring joy, amazement, peace, and renewal. We are kindled to be a light in this world. The incarnation also differs from many of the other festive packages in some important ways. This gift cannot be returned or exchanged. This gift is always with us, even when we forget that we have it. And try as we might, we can never fully unwrap it, never fully see and appreciate its beauty and value, not in this life anyway. But we can be intentional about peeling back the layers, revealing more of this gift as we pray, praise, and serve God and our neighbors, particularly those less fortunate than we. Amen. Please stand as we reaffirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in one Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
I ask your prayers for God's people throughout the world, for the people of Newtown, Connecticut, and the people of this nation, as we grieve. We also pray for the people of Egypt, Syria, and the Sudan. We pray for the church in Jerusalem. Pray for peace. I ask your prayers for the poor, the sick, the hungry, the oppressed, and those in prison. Pray for those in any need or trouble. I ask your prayers for all who seek God or a deeper knowledge of Him. Pray that they may find and be found by Him. I ask your prayers for the departed, especially for William Hill and Jacob George. Pray for those who have died. Praise God for those in every generation in whom Christ has been honored. Pray that we may have grace to glorify Christ in our own day.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I give you, my own peace I leave with you." Regard not our sins, but the faith of your church. Give to us the peace and unity of that heavenly kingdom where with the Father and the Holy Spirit you live and reign now and forever. Amen. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Please be seated. What is going on back there? You're having much too much fun. Merry Christmas. Speaking of a choir, or speaking to the choir, obstreperous bunch that they are wonderful. So, please come and join us for the 9 lessons and carols celebrated at the Feast of the Holy Name on New Year's Eve, Monday, December 31st at 5 p.m. It is a traditional candlelight Christmas carol service sung by our choir, and there will be a nursery provided, so please come to that. Also, the choir is performing a one-act opera, Amahl and the Night Visitors, on Epiphany Sunday, January the 6th at 3 and at 6 p.m., and it promises to be a wonderful production. I saw some of the costuming last night, and it's going to be an extraordinary presentation, not a presentation, it's an opera. So please come to that as well. That is a fundraiser for the choir to actually go to Canterbury in 2014. I do want to go with them, too, I got to tell you. But I'm going to have to arm wrestle Kate for that, I am sure. So, anyway, Merry Christmas. Ascribing to the Lord gifts and honor due his name.
To the Lord our God.
It is right.
God, you make us glad by the yearly festival of the birth of your only Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that we who joyfully receive him as our Redeemer may with sure confidence behold him when he comes to be our judge, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father,
we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory.
And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where with the Virgin Mary and Saint John and all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God, take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith and thanksgiving. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. May God, who in the Word made flesh, joined heaven to earth and earth to heaven, give you his peace and favor. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always.